Welcome to my castle life with the American Prince Charles III. The drawbridge is down for all those to walk across the moat and enter into a kingdom of fun, reenactments, and exciting entertainment topics. Behind this fortress, get the latest updates on how to write a story, plotting, creating new and exciting characters, building dramatic situations, and formatting your story structure, knowing the rules, and when and how to break them.
Sorry, Charlie, I digress.
Don't wake the dragon! But in case you do, get your crossbows ready. Aim, pull back, and shoot! And now, as we catapult into the show, he will never let chivalry die. Here's the American Prince Charles III!
Well, hello there. I'm the American Prince Charles III, and on the phone today, I have Pablo, which is Pilo and Cali, a.k.a.
Hey.
And hey, how you doing, Pilo?
I'm doing good, man. Just right here. I just drink my McDonald's orange juice and my cinnamon roll. They're very good.
Oh, man, you got me flashing back right now in time with cinnamon roll, cinnamon bun, and all those great cinnamon rolls.
Oh, man, oh, it's delicious, God. Man.
You know, I have heard that a lot of things are going on right now, and I'm glad that you called me because I wanted to talk to you about one of the biggest things right now that's going on, and that's the flooding in Honduras and all these things, right? And you brought it to my attention.
Central America,
yeah. Absolutely. And you brought it to my attention, and I said, you know what? I think one of the best shows we can put this on is My Castle Life, because you know, we talk on that show a lot about writing and the structural stories and things that's going on around the world. And I always tell people the best story you could ever write is the story that you're living. And sometimes it's not a good story. Sometimes it's not a happy story. Sometimes it doesn't have a happy ending. Sometimes it has a wonderful ending, you know. And so I don't know much about Honduras and Guatemala. All that stuff is off in there, right?
Well, yeah, definitely. Well, my parents are from Central America, El Salvador, and you know, I mean, Honduras is around there, and Guatemala, and this hurricane just hit them full blast. It was a hurricane Category 5. So
Category
5.
Oh my God.
So it destroyed Honduras, some parts of Guatemala, and it's sad and stuff. And but you know, I come from El Salvador. You know what I mean? I'm an American. I was born in Hollywood, California.
Yeah.
So I got in my blood. So man, I've been watching the news, and I'm pretty sure nobody hears it because, you know, the politics, what's going on in the United States, and they probably didn't report it, you know.
Well, but what was the damage like? What happened? I mean, I did hear a little bit about it, but it's been much going on, as you know, with the elections.
We all know what's going on. Yeah, I seen videos, man, of cows and chickens floating and people.
Oh my God!
It was bad. Bridges just destroyed. Bridges, houses underwater.
Oh my gosh!
I think affected over 1 million people.
Wow.
In the short, so 1 million people. So, you know, I mean, my prayers goes to all my Central Americans.
Yeah.
I'm an American, but I'm proud to say I'm Central American too because of my mother and father. I just want to thank the president from El Salvador, man. He's been a wonderful president for El Salvador, and he just donated 2.5 million of just food to Honduras, Nicaragua. Man, it's a blessing, you know.
Wow, that is amazing. And the
Nayib Bukele.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
man.
Good on him, Nayib Bukele. Good on you. You know, if you're hearing this, what amazing, what a blessing, you know, to be able to help those in need like that.
Definitely, man. I you know, like I said, man, I'm a American, proud, you know, to have family from El Salvador.
And absolutely. I'm very got the heritage. Proud. Yeah, very proud.
Yes, I just seen my the president. I was going to say my president, but my president right now is Trump.
Well, you know, a lot of people been a mine. I can't even tell you how many emails I've been getting on that. Oh my gosh. I don't even know if I want to even tackle that conversation.
No, definitely, you know, and just and just the sample the president from El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, is doing, you know what I mean? You know, we talking about Honduras and El Salvador, they had wars before, you know?
Wow.
What I heard back in the days, it was like the war started because of a soccer game. Can you believe that?
Over a soccer game. Oh, I can believe it. I can believe it. I don't want to believe it, but I believe it.
Yeah. So now just seeing what he has, helping his people, his neighbors, you know what I mean, donating food, taking that action, you know what I mean?
Right.
Putting that example, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, in the United States, and we should, be putting an example. No more fighting, you know what I mean? Get to the table, you know what I mean?
Right.
What can Trump and Joe Biden come to the table and say, Joe Biden, maybe take over these 4 years, and please, you know, take us out from this coronavirus, and then maybe another, after those 4 years, maybe they can reelect Trump again, you know?
Well, you know, I'm going to say, let me just kind of, I'm going to just go ahead and put this out, because I've been having a lot of people ask me, hey, Charles, the American Prince, why don't you say something? Hey, Charles, why don't you say something? Okay. This is what I'm going to say about President Trump and all this stuff that's going on with President-elect Biden. Well, I just said it. President-elect Biden. Yeah. I think the democracy is important to have. If we're going to have a democracy, we have to have a democracy. And we have to believe in the forces that be. And the forces that be in this case would be the people that are voting, the citizens. Mm-hmm. We voted a certain way. Whether you voted for Trump or whether you voted for Kanye West or whether you voted for Biden, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
You made your vote and you cast your vote. Now, if it went a certain way to, you know, favor President Trump, I'm afraid he would probably not be having all these sort of things, asking recounts and this and that. And if it went President-elect Biden, I think we all should honor that just as well. Now,
definitely.
I just don't like getting into politics because of who I am and what I do. But sometimes we all have to stand up and just do what's right. You know, and a lot of times if you feel like what's right is wrong, then you have to ask yourself, are you wrong for doing what's right? So, you know, I really feel that Honduras is in a situation that need help. I had no idea this has happened to the extent that you're telling me here, and I was just googling some facts right here, and I'm looking at facts. There are about 1 million people that visit Honduras every year, and I had no idea. Honduras used to be the home for the Maya civilization, with today the Copan ruins being a major tourist attraction, known as the Banana Republic for the large amount of banana agriculture. Did you know that?
Yeah, man, I'm learning right now. Yeah, man. Well, you know, when I went to El Salvador, man, there's bananas all over the road and stuff, and mango, you know.
Wow, so that's amazing.
Yeah, it's very tropical, very like a forest, you know.
Well, here's one more fact. The five stars on the Honduran flag represents the five countries of Central America, with the middle star representing Honduras because it's the only country that has touched four of the CA countries. So it's the only country that touches four of the Central American countries. So I didn't know that. So you have two stars on each vision this. You have to vision this. It's two stars on the left, two stars on the right, and in the middle there's one star, and that one star is because it's the only country that touches four of the Central American countries. So I never knew that.
yeah definitely, man. And, you know, El Salvador, too, it got like five mountains. So I'm pretty sure it's pretty much the same type of thing.
Right.
You know, and these kind of situations, you know what I mean? I'm proud to say that, I'm Central American, and when we need each other, man, our brothers near.
Are you there?
It's a blessing.
Oh, you broke up right there. You said your brothers, what was that after that part?
Oh, they're my brothers and sisters, man.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we are here for them, and.
Absolutely.
Nayib Bukele as president in El Salvador helping our friends, yeah, neighbors. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, you know, we all are connected in this world, and I am honored to, you know, be able to do what I can do to bring awareness to the situation. And I always tell even lots of emails, hey, can you talk about this? Can you talk about that? Can you talk about that? I would definitely do what I can to talk about certain things. And I have to tell you that my heart goes out to people that are, you know, affected by this, because it's real. It's real. When you have storms, hurricanes, and I really believe, now a lot of people don't want to believe it or don't even want to talk about it, but I believe that the weather pattern is changing all over the world. I really believe that. What do you feel about that?
Man, it's changing, you know what I mean, from hurricanes, from volcanoes blowing up in Guatemala and Mexico, from, weather, man, it's crazy.
Right.
You know, I think global warming's real. We need to take care of our forests, plant more trees. God help us.
Right.
that's the main thing. God help us, because it's getting worse, you know, and only God can help us.
And I have to say that I have traveled around the world. I've been around the world about 8 times, to be honest with you, all the places I've been.
Wow.
In the military, you know, and I have to tell you that from the first time where I started traveling with the Navy in 1992 to when I retired in 2012, I saw the changes in the weather. I saw the changes in the patterns. I saw rain in places that never got it. I saw dust storms in places that never even had seen a grain of sand before. I've seen water flow through the rivers backwards. I've seen wind that blew at speeds that were unimaginable. So I really believe the weather pattern is changing. The storms coming, you know, just here, you know, I was in Mississippi, and when I was there, two hurricanes at the same time, in the Gulf of Mexico. Never happened before.
Back to back. Yeah.
Existing together, two storms. Now, you know, I'm going to do a show on, and I want to believe it's Pluto, the planet that has the giant red spot, you know, so, that never stops. It constantly circles that planet. And, it reminds me of, they said it's a never ending storm. That's what that spot is. So that's a whole nother show in itself. And I'm going to do that. But, I tell you something. It's important for us, whatever leader we have, just recognize it's okay to recognize that climate change is happening, you know, because it is happening. I've seen it with my own eyes. I don't even want to tell me that. I've seen it. I've lived it. I've traveled through it. You know, I've been through major storms that have, you know, freak other people out. I've gone through the Bermuda Triangle before on a Navy ship. Twice. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've been around, and I have seen changes that are real, you know, and I think about Honduras, and I think about Central America. When these storms are getting stronger and stronger and stronger, they're going to need our help. They're going to need help from somewhere.
Definitely. You know, they need all the help they can get, man. We all together in this world, you know,
we all are. Yes, we are.
For real. So we have to, you know, do better to help our nations and stuff, to be a better person, to love right. each other and respect each other. So, yeah, right. definitely.
Well, I really want to thank you for bringing this to our attention today. And is there anything else you would like others to know about the situation that's going on in Honduras right now before we wrap this show up?
Just prayers for all Central America, you know, from Honduras, Nicaragua, Guatemala, El Salvador, Costa Rica. Panama.
Do you know if there's a place? Do you know if there's a place where people can maybe log in and make a donation if needed, or do you know if not?
I really don't. But you know, I mean, you know, there's news out there right now. You know, you go into YouTube,
I want to type in right now, Red Cross. Maybe they can, you know, assist somehow. I have no idea, but
yeah.
Maybe, you know, if you want to know more or get more information on the whole situation that's going on in Honduras,
definitely
contact the Red Cross. I mean, they've always been there for.
Well, I contact My Castle Life, so, you know what I mean? This can get to the people and they can donate and to their people, go help their people in need, you know?
Well, I appreciate that. And I will do my best to find information to put out on this ever-changing situation, because you know they're going to need help. And we want to definitely bring awareness to the people and to the world, and this platform is reaching all around the world. So if you hear my voice, if you want to help, please stay tuned, because I want to do another show, and maybe that at that particular show I will have a little bit more information where we can send information to you concerning helping out those that are affected by this horrific situation that's going on in Honduras. Pilo and Cali, I want to thank you for calling in today, my friend. How's everything going out there in Las Vegas? Everything all right?
Man, right now it's 59 degrees.
Oh,
and it's sunny. And
that's cold for Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
But I was out there in Vegas, man. I was in Vegas one time and it was so hot. My mom actually went with me, and we went to the Hoover Dam, and the kids were all in the store, and I told my mom, I said, hey, you got to be careful when you go in the store. Don't think these kids are all swearing and going crazy. I said, in the store, they have up there, parents, kids are allowed to swear in this store. And then they had in parentheses to say the word damn, because you're at the Hoover Dam. So they had cups, cups. Would you please pass me the damn cup? I would like to buy a damn cup. I would like to buy a damn spoon. I would like. So you had kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, mom, can I have that damn toy right there? Hey, mom, can I have. And it was just hilarious. And we all were just laughing at it. But that day was 115 degrees. And we were walking.
Yeah.
We were walking back from the store to our car. And we're like, oh, my God. Las Vegas is on fire. So I know when it hits 50 degrees, people feel like they need gloves and a coat, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate you calling in today again, and we thank you for shedding a light on what's going on with Honduras and Central America. And for everyone out there, please stay tuned. We will talk more about this and bring more information where you can help. But for now, I would definitely say you can. I'm almost probably 100%, I say 99% sure you can contact the American Red Cross for more information on it. Perhaps they can guide and direct you in the right direction for this. So again, thank you, and God bless you guys out there for listening to My Castle Life, and we look forward to bringing you more shows in the near future.
Hear ye, hear ye, all royal subjects. You've been listening to My Castle Life with the American Prince Charles III. We've come to the time of the day for the drawbridge to be raised, signaling the end of our show. Stay tuned, for there's more to tell. Be honorable. Subscribe and click on the bell. And when there's news to be heard throughout the kingdom, you'll be the first we tell. Until then, farewell.